From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin may have discussed lifting some, if not all, tariffs on China. That's according to the Wall Street Journal that reports he may even offer a tariff rollback during the next round of trade discussions planned to begin January 30th. However, AgWeb.com reports a Treasury Department spokesman says neither Secretary Mnuchin nor Ambassador Lighthizer has made any recommendations with respect to tariffs or other parts of the negotiation with China. Animal rights activists continue to threaten animal agriculture, and a recent ruling in Iowa overturning a rule making it illegal to get a job at a livestock farm in order to conduct an undercover investigation just made it harder. According to AgWeb.com, trade tariffs, foreign animal disease, prices, and daily production are giving farmers fits, and the last thing they need is to be digging into potential employees' background. The Animal Ag Alliance's Hannah Thompson-Wieman says employees are now one of the biggest vulnerabilities in animal agriculture. Health Canada's final reevaluation of glyphosate in 2017 got hammered with objections and public concerns over the validity of the science used. However, AgriMarketing.com reports after a thorough scientific review, Health Canada scientists have concluded the concerns raised could not be scientifically supported, and objections created no doubt or concerns about their glyphosate decision. Therefore, the department's final decision stands. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.